And that was how it sounded at Spokane Arena as the Seattle Kraken took to the ice for their first game ever. Why Spokane? Yeah. Because their Seattle Arena isn't quite ready yet. Of course, historian Felix Bunnell had to make the trek to Spokane because he wants to be able to talk about this 100 years from now. And he joins us live. So how was it?
Well, it was very loud, number one. I haven't been to an indoor sporting event since I can't remember when, and I think the sound systems have gotten better in the many decades since I've been inside some kind of an arena. Very exciting, kind of a mixture of a lot of pomp and circumstance and just kind of matter-of-fact, like, oh, they just dropped the puck. They're underway. That's where that sound was from. The game was getting underway right as they were calling for people to make a lot of noise. And, you know, I've been following the Canucks for a long time. I remember their last Stanley Cup run 10 or 11 years ago, and it was cool to see them in person. I don't think I've ever seen a hockey game in person before in my life, actually, now that I think about it. But it was definitely a history-making moment. Spokane was an interesting choice. You know, they have a minor league team there called the Spokane Chiefs, who I think have a really big following. Mm-hmm. And they had signs outside the arena and signs inside about the mask mandate. But, boy, not a lot of mask compliance inside the arena. I would say I'd give them about a C or a C+. There were so many people who just weren't wearing masks inside this big building. Kind of gave me the willies. You know, I think I've said on air a few times, I have a family member who got COVID earlier in the year and has had, you know, pretty bad case and had some ongoing symptoms. And I got pretty nervous. I only stayed for about half the game because I felt like I was at not a super spreader event, but the lack of people wearing masks and screaming and yelling inside a building like that gave me the willies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exciting. The era is underway. I think Once the Kraken are playing in that Climate Pledge Arena, which has a great history going back to the World's Fair as the Coliseum, and once teams like the Canucks are coming, I think the regular season opener is October 23rd. That's going to be one of the biggest events in the city's history in a long time, not just because of the pandemic, but because we haven't had a new sports franchise for many, many years. And I think it's going to be – I think people – you know, the team in Las Vegas, the Golden Knights – incredible amount of success in their early years. And, you know, we've seen it similar with the Seattle Sounders here in terms of managing a fan base and really getting people to turn out. I think they're going to have no problem with hockey in Seattle. It's just a perfect fit. It makes me wonder why it took so long to get a professional team here.
So do they throw stuff on the ice? Last hockey game I went to, that was part of the tradition, to throw stuff on the ice.
They come out before the game and they have like about 100 pucks, and they're trying to flip the pucks up over the plexiglass to get to land in people's laps and stuff.
Ah.
I wasn't lucky enough to get that. For the first hour or so before the game began, I was down in the photo pit right against the glass, getting some really good pictures and seeing stuff right up close. That was really exciting. And once I got to my seat, they kind of brought out the Spokane Chiefs have a mascot, and they go around to the different booths, you know, the different entryways, throwing T-shirts and stuff like that. I mean, it's a thing in Spokane. I mean, the Chiefs have a long following and have had that for a long time. But it was cool to see a traffic jam in Spokane. I spent a lot of time there. I have family there. But coming driving around down Lincoln Street and turn onto Monroe or whatever it was, like, wait a minute. The traffic's backed up through the intersection. So
for a hockey game? Yeah. Sure. Well, what made the Kraken so dominant by your expert sporting opinion?
I think they had more at stake. I mean, the Canucks have been around for more than, almost 50 years, I think. They go back to the late 60s as a franchise, or maybe 71. Anyway, they're new. They had more to prove. It wasn't quite a hometown audience, but because of the travel ban, there was when the Canucks did something positive, like when the Canucks, I think, scored two goals unanswered in the first period, there was no booze or anything, but it just got really quiet. So the Canucks got no praise. I mean, if they were a kid, they'd be developing an inferiority complex because nobody was giving them any positive strokes that I could hear. It was
They're
just
really
screaming
going
and
buck wild with this Kraken thing too. I just saw that now they have a Kraken branded bratwurst. It's cream cheese, jalapeno, something to go along with the Seattle dog. And they're going to make so much money off this team.
Did you have any snacks, by the way?
I didn't have any snacks. I got some pretzels at the gas station because I drove home last night to stay awake. I got pretzels.
So fun.
No zips? Yeah. That's like a Spokane institution. Or the off-brand Dick's Burgers in Spokane.
No.
You ever go there?
I'm not a fun guy. Off-brand
Well, I mean, there's already Dick's Burgers in Seattle, and then you get right off the freeway in Spokane, and there's a Dick's right there, but it looks nothing like the Dick's in Seattle.
Yeah, really?
And
it's not related
to it
in any way.
There.
Totally separate operation there.
Dick's.
I call it the off-brand Dick's.
Did they have any special Zamboni traditions? Did you stay for that?
They had two Zambonis, though. I saw that. I've never seen that before. That was pretty special. And they come out every now and then, and kids run around the ice and sweep like the ice chips onto like big dustbins and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's
good.
I'm sure there are all sorts of things going on that I was totally oblivious to, just because I was overwhelmed by the spectacle.
Well, but look, as long as they throw things at you, which is essential for arena sports, and give kids some useful work to do, then that sounds like a win to me.
Yeah.
They also need to throw somebody up against the glass. That's like classic hockey. If you don't see a fight, you haven't been to a hockey game.
I didn't see fights, but I saw lots of like body checks against the glass. Yeah,
yeah, that works.
Kraken, the graphic identity is great. It's a great logo. It's a great name.
You can tell we're not a sports station, because all we've talked about is the Zambonis, the traffic, the food,
and
what free items you can get.
I did listen to the Seahawk game while I was driving there, so I got there in kind of a bad mood.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that happened to a lot of us. All right, well, keep it up, Felix, and hey, 50 years from now, we'll talk about this again, right?
I'm putting on my
the
calendar.
The day
right
you
now.
Were there.
Go, Kraken.
Yeah, 8:54.
Let me tell you all about it.
That's, you won't sound like an old man.